You know, we're always trying to keep you up to date, cutting edge technology, what kind of an app you need to have on your phone. By the way, we're going to talk about phone prices, too, in a little while.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. There are too many zeros on the end of those things. You know what I'm saying?
You're talking about cell phones.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Well, here's an app for you. When your friends won't tell you the truth, the ugly meter will.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So goes the tagline for the latest iPhone app sensation. It is second place in the iPhone app store right now behind Angry Birds. How you doing on that Angry Birds,
man? I'm kind of off it again.
You know?
I was on it there for a while and it resurged, if you will. But,
yeah.
I'm hot and cold on it.
I got you. The app is also the top seller in China for weeks, and you may inject your own insensitive comment at that point. The app has been around since 20...
Just because you may have had one doesn't mean the rest of us did.
The app has been around since 2010, but only hit the mainstream in its latest upgrade, the Ugly Meter Pro, which was featured on Howard Stern's radio show. I would think Howard had probably come up pretty high in the Ugly Meter Pro. What do you think?
Yeah.
He's not an attractive man.
No, he's not. App has raked in 80, it raked in 80 grand the next day after he had talked about it. Here's how it works. Chase, you seem to know about it.
Yes, I heard about this a week or two ago.
Okay. So you got it on your phone?
No.
Okay. The app snaps your picture and then it scans your face and it calculates your contours, the symmetry, and the proportions. The app pronounces your ugliness scale on 1 to 10, 10 being the ugliest, accompanied with corresponding quips. For instance, a low score, you get praise. You're so hot, the sun is jealous. If you have a high score, it's you're so ugly that you can make a glass eye cry.
Wow.
Golly.
Costs $5. This app costs $5.
Really?
Actually, probably $4.99. Yeah. So a recent test resulted in British Prime Minister David Cameron scoring a 7. If ugliness were bricks, you'd be the Great Wall of China. But Brad Pitt, Brad Pitt got an 8.
Only an 8?
No, that means he's uglier than David Cameron is. So how does that work out?
I thought he was dreamy.
Yeah, apparently not.
Huh.
And, of course, then there's the backlash, of course. Some parents are concerned that the app, with its focus on looks, will cause a new form of cyberbullying and hurt their children's self-esteem. So one more chance for that to happen. How about getting kicked out of college? That could hurt your self-esteem, couldn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you cared.
Yeah. If you cared.
Of all the emails that Eastern Michigan University could accidentally send to its students, it went with one that said, due to academic performance in the winter of 2012 semester, you've been dismissed from the university, and all further enrollment will be canceled.
Who all this go to?
Well, they're not sure.
Uh-huh.
They've got 23,000 students, but they know quite a few did happen to receive this. They believe the error originated in the academic advising department. See disgruntled employee here, right?
Dear mom.
They routinely notify. I thought I was doing good.
My 3.7 grade point average isn't good enough.
Yeah, apparently. I didn't see the decimal point. It's actually 0.37.
Yeah. Anyhow, the schools apologized for whatever that's worth. We're sorry. We didn't mean that we were kicking you out and all your classes have been canceled. We're sorry.
They send a letter to the right people saying, sorry, we don't apologize to you?
Well, I don't know. They're having us say it, but, you know, we don't have a lot of people who attend Eastern Michigan University listening, so we hope that they've maybe dispersed it in other ways. But, yeah. And this is a nice one to auger yourself into the floor. Massachusetts health officials are pushing through a strict new school nutrition rule that would ban bake sales and candy bar fundraisers.
Oh,
because if they do that, kids won't be fat anymore.
Fat?
Yeah, thank you. I didn't know if you'd have it or not, but yeah. Yeah. So again, they're going to cancel. They're gonna ban bake sales and candy bar fundraisers. Because what? The kids were buying like 14 candy bars and then going into the bathroom and shoving them in their mouth. Is that what we're saying?
They weren't eating their healthy lunch.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, here, just to help you out with this, our second reference to Duke University today. Don't look for the obesity rate to decline anytime soon. A new study from Duke University.
They're the fat place.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not fat, but they have a school.
They have
a, yeah. They take care of fat people.
Oh, the Fat Play School. Yeah. You ever seen, have you seen that?
Yeah.
John Smith Fat Play School.
Oh, yeah. They're a medical school.
Their researchers predict that 42% of U.S. Americans may end up obese by 2030, and the rate of severely obese people, this would be people who are weighing 100 pounds more than they should, will have doubled to 11% of our population.
Wow.
So, there you go. 11% of our population.
11%.
Now, and not that.
Golly.
Now, and again,
that means two people here at the office.
What?
Know?
What?
Yeah.
Well, now I was thinking, you know, so that, you know, beautiful women, that's what you're going to have to do. I mean, like John Lovett said on Saturday Night Live, it's about time for you to lower your standards.
That's right. Obesity, obviously, one of the biggest contributors to what healthcare is costing, and will do nothing but increase that. Not that America is going to stop anyway. I mean, we've got any number of places where we can eat food that's not all that healthy. We do have all sorts of electronic technologies that allow us to basically sit around the house. We're talking sit around the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. As one researcher said, we don't expect the environment to get much worse than it is now, or at least we hope it doesn't. Oh, well, hoping will get you a long way on the road there. But there you are. We're all going to be even fatter than we are now. 720. We need to give something away.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I think we should.
I got stuff.
Do you?
Yeah.
Shall we do a Jethro trivia?
We could.
You're steering this ship.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do Jethro trivia. Somebody wants to play 695-1620, 695-1620 Jethro trivia for a very popular prize that we give away every year about this time.
Uh-huh.
695-1620. Of course, Jethro trivia, our oddly informative little news quiz that asks a simple question about pop culture and recent current events. It's fun to play. There's no wagering. My gosh, look at those phones.
Oh,
they just
people.
Went crazy.
Oh.
They saw Jethro, they heard Jethro trivia. They said, I'm in. That has to be somebody who hasn't played before. I'll say that. Have you played Jethro trivia with us before?
I have not.
All right. Who are you?
Colette Abbey.
Colette Abbey. What do you do, Colette?
I work at the Health Science Center in a research lab.
All right. Good for you. All right, Colette. So here we go.
What do you research?
Blood vessel formation.
Yeah,
see? We got to have those. I mean, we need them, that's for sure.
Tom and I were talking about that just off the air.
Yeah,
I got a feeling Colette's going to win this.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we just have a bunch of blood in us that wouldn't know any place to go, right?
Right.
Okay.
Be like if we were blood vessels.
There we go. Yeah. All right, here we go, Colette. Here's our question for today. And again, this is multiple choice.
Sorry, Colette. You had to lower everything you know to our level right there.
And we'll have Tom will answer first, then Chase will answer, and then it'll be your turn. All right, so here we go. Today's topic is things U.S. Americans can't do. Things U.S. Americans can't do. A new survey suggests 1 in 3 U.S. Americans is unable to what? Is it A, pass a U.S. citizenship test, B, legally vote in their current precinct, C, afford their mortgage payment, or D, get that image of that super tanned mom out of their heads that we saw last week in the news? Okay, once again, is it A, pass a citizenship test for U.S. America, B, legally vote in their current precinct, C, afford their mortgage payment, or D, get the image of the super tanned mom out of their heads? Chase, you'll answer first.
I'm going to go with A, the citizenship test.
All right, and Tom?
That's the only one I was thinking also.
That
I'm
you
gonna
couldn't
agree
pass.
With,
yes.
Agree with Chase.
I can't believe it. I'm going to agree with them.
All right, Colette, you are a winner. Congratulations.
Fantastic.
I know it is. You get really, you get that little clinch in your gut where you're going, I'm going to agree with these guys?
Yeah. Exactly.
It's scary. It is. A recent survey.
I get it too.
Recent survey shows that 71% of respondents didn't know what the judicial branch does. 57% can't define an amendment. Yeah, that's scary, and they get as many votes as we do. All right, Colette, I got a pair of tickets for you to Schlitterbahn, any of the three parks. Which one would you want?
New Braunfels.
All right.
You know where we're located?
I did. Thank
All right.
You.
Thanks a lot, Colette, and have fun. Bye.
These tickets, by the way, that we will be giving away from time to time, Schlitterbahn, are good anytime from now. They're already open to September the 16th.
That's it. We're located on the top of the Crystal Park Plaza. That's the big mirrored glass building on the bypass. And just to kind of peek around the corner so you'll know, probably in the next 2 weeks, we've got ourselves a monster Schlitterbahn package to give away.
Oh.
Such that it
There's
will
monsters
be...
at Schlitterbahn.
No. Such that you will actually have to register, and then we'll have a drawing.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's big.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be good fun stuff. So,
golly, I wish I hadn't already used that prize.
Yeah.
Golly. Oh, wait. No, I got it.
Yeah. Tom had a great weekend last week. Yeah, exactly. All right, 7:23.